WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. It's happened. Donald Trump has been indicted on multiple federal criminal charges. He broke the news himself tonight in a post on his Truth Social website, then released a video.
I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years. It would be wonderful if we could devote our full time to making America great again.
Sources said that Trump is due to be arraigned in Miami on Tuesday. The U.S. Secret Service will be meeting with Trump's staff and his security team to develop a security plan for his travel and court appearance in Miami, which is expected to be very tight. Secret Service will also be scrutinizing the courthouse in Miami, conducting a threat assessment, and also coordinating with various law enforcement agencies for the security. Pat Milton, CBS News, Washington.
The air quality in parts of the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast have been dangerously bad the past few days. Philadelphia Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettigal says smoke from the Canadian wildfires is making it difficult for some people to go outside.
These levels of fine particulate or PM2.5 pollution can have health effects on any of us and are particularly dangerous to people with lung or heart conditions, young children, older adults, and pregnant people.
Supreme surprise, the nation's highest court today ruled that a Republican-created congressional district map in Alabama violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says Chief Justice John Roberts voted with the majority.
What he really said today is that Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act that guards against vote dilution, among other things, on the basis of race, still has teeth. That still has a place in our country.
There's a movement underway to slow the nation's worsening fentanyl-related overdose crisis. CBS's Jim Krasula has details.
At least 20 states have decriminalized fentanyl testing strips, which can help people who use drugs avoid exposure to the highly potent synthetic opioid that's ravaging the U.S. with overdose deaths. The strips are still technically illegal in some states under drug paraphernalia laws decades old.
The main suspect in the disappearance in 2005 of American student Natalie Holloway was handed over to U.S. law enforcement agents in Peru today. He landed in Birmingham, Alabama this afternoon. About a month ago, both countries agreed to the extradition of Jeroen Vandersloot. He's wanted in the U.S. on charges of extortion and wire fraud. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your...
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Everything that you'd ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on the pulse of what it is. Idlewind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music.
Idlewind at Boot Barn.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much
for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies overnight with a low of 43. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Lows around 55. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies overnight with a low of 43. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Lows around 55. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday, 79, Saturday, 67, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Pilot. I'm here with Michael Spears, and we're talking about his acting career, but also the Year of the Dog. Michael, Pinigigi for being back on here. This is an important conversation, and one of the things I'd like to ask you about your role is how did that come about? So what, you know, you tried out for the movie, got the part, and then how did it turn into I don't know, putting your stamp on this character?
Well, after the, you know, the audition screen test process, I was given some character freedoms, and I developed Fred, just kind of put a little bit of myself into him. Originally, he wasn't necessarily written as being an Indigenous or Native character. And in exploring that, I went ahead and put a little of myself into the character, and we made a few character decisions in regards to who and where Fred comes from. And we turned Fred into a Lakota. And, you know, of course, in the film, he's a sponsor and also touches base on some racial stereotypes in the film in regards to what Rob's character is wearing, notably the Atlanta Braves hat and a lot of the mascot issue.
Yeah. That's a very subtle an issue, been out there for a long time. I think, you know, I'm here in the Twin Cities, and I think the murder of George Floyd really pushed the Washington football team to change their name. And there's more work to be done. So bringing that in the forefront is a good thing in a good way, Michael. We really appreciate that. And that's very authentic.
Yeah, the scene, it happened pretty organically. You know, when I asked him in real time, you know, where and why are you wearing that hat? So we had some good conversations, and I was given an opportunity to write the scene and rewrite. And so him and I rewrote the scene, and you'll see it play out in the film. You know, his character eventually takes the hat off and comes to an understanding that he's bringing a racial stereotype to life.
Yeah. I think, again, the media, whether it's a movie or a TV show or a radio show, we have a lot of people out there that are allies, whether they're white allies, BIPOC allies. And it's good to bring these things up and educate. I think that's part of our job, isn't it, Michael?
Definitely. As storytellers and just human beings, you know, and keeping that integrity and the truth to who we are as a people, I think is important in the telling and retelling of our stories, you know, especially for coming from a non-native perspective or point of view. And, you know, that's where another, you know, if we're getting down to brass tacks, I'd say, you know, we're making steps towards the right direction, but we do have a long way to go. And I appreciate all the allies out there, you know, all of the support that we've had, and not only just this film, but but in as a people, as a whole, as a indigenous community here, in unity being represented through media, music, radio. I want to say Pilama to you for having shows and given venues, spaces available for natives to come and have a voice and to get out there on these interwebs, these spider webs of communication.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's something that that needs to be done, and I really someday hope to hand this down to a young one. And I, by saying that too, I want to just bring this up. I'm 61 years old, and our generation is kind of lost. I mean, we became in the forefront with the American Indian movement and all these things. You know, I remember people in high school pretending they were Italian or something else before it was proud to be a native out there. And so it's exciting to see a younger person like you and then younger people out there in the community really stepping it up, speaking their language, doing things that we're afraid of or we lost because of boarding school. So I want to say a big pinigigi to you.
Thank you for the AKI or the recognition. But you know, I give all the recognition to my mom and dad and grandmas and grandpas who raised me in a good way. Want to continue to support all of the indigenous artists out there. You know, I have four children as well, and I'm a student, so I'm always a proponent of higher education and learning. My mother was a survivor of residential schooling, and definitely my father, the late Patrick Spears, he was and still is my hero, as well as my mother. You know, she worked 36 years in the Indian Health Service and opened up hospitals all throughout Indian country. If it weren't for those that have given their time and effort, I wouldn't even be able to be here making movies either. So I want to say thank you to those who laid the tracks for me that I could be in the movies. You know, I'm just a boy from the reservation too. I grew up in Lower Brule and moved off the reservation after in the fifth and sixth grade. And I grew up in Pierre, and then I moved to Aberdeen, South Dakota, and was fortunate enough to make a film or two a year. And I'm still in the learning process now, higher education, environmental sciences, and Lakota studies. I'm a big proponent of renewable, sustainable energies, and also just telling the truth, letting the little kids and all of them know that it's okay. It's cool to question your teachers, you're the higher ups out there, and not be part of the status quo. You know, we have to continually work to stay woke and keep the environment and the communities around us accountable for their actions as well. You know, being native comes with the responsibility nowadays as far as keeping the integrity and the truth alive. You know, having to wear several hats in now productions and different things is something that we're being leaned upon more and more in not only the acting communities, but everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Good words there. And it is good to definitely recognize our elders in a good way like that. I appreciate that. There are many people that are still doing it out there. And I think the young ones are really leading the way, but we really do and did need our teaching. So that's a great point, Michael. I'm here with Michael Spears, actor in The Year of the Dog, a movie coming out here real soon. And he's an actor. He's been doing it for, I won't say how many years because I got the calculator out and figured it out, but also was on a Reservation Dogs and played a pivotal role of, you've been watching a young boy that committed suicide who played his father. And so we talked a little bit, and I want to talk to you about what is a good thing for our Native young ones listening to this to get into the business, and what do they need to know. And I think one of the things we talked about with our last actor friend, he talked about being on time and doing it in a good way. And there is no Indian time. We want to change that to being on time. Oh, wow.
Well, one thing that I guess I've taken away from the industry, being in it as long as I have, you know, we're getting more and more visible as far as our storytellers, our directors and producers and people that have that business mindset, because ultimately, you know, this business is a business, and, you know, it's a paradigm that I've chosen to build my career in. It definitely has its challenges, setbacks at times, but for kids nowadays to become an actor, model, agent, whoever, you know, there's every job imaginable in the movies. You know, you don't have to be an actor. You can be an engineer. You can be a photographer, you know, the business end, the line producing, all of that. So, you know, I encourage kids to find what they love, you know, and it's not always necessarily going to be an actor or a model or on this side of the camera, but there's an aspect of storytelling that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of bravery to whether you're gonna be an actor or even just to tell your story. So I wanna tell the kids to persevere and koki peshnio, which means that you don't have no fear and move forward and write your stories down, because we don't get a lot of chances over and over. So you get an opportunity, you get a chance to tell your story, do it, you know, with no fear. And if you want to know something, go to the source. You want to know, you know, whether it's your own stories, your own creation stories, or you're trying to marry two different tribes or whatnot, but go to the source and without fear, you know, be a leader. Make those hard choices that, you know, not everyone wants to follow down some of these harder paths. And I left the reservation and faced challenges of my own in going to a public school and having to fight and experience racism and those kind of things. And if it weren't for perseverance and finding those healthy ways to cope with anxiety and stress and pain, grief, those kind of things, and knowing who you are will help to define your path and to the future. So being Lakota, I lean on that. I lean on my religious practices, my spirituality. It keeps me grounded. You know, for one of my biggest auditions, I sang, and wow, it wasn't any of the scripts that they asked for. And I just I sang and I spoke my language, and I received the role. And that in itself helps keep me grounded. Helps keep me Michael.
Wow, Michael! I wanted to say, before I let you go, this is Michael Spears, the Year of the Dog, and you can see him on a couple episodes of Reservation Dogs, and has a plethora of work. I just want to say Pini Gigi for being on, and also, you know, I always wanted to be a key grip, just to throw that out there. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for being on. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
One of our longtime sponsors, and such great work all over Turtle Island, especially now that COVID is under somewhat control. I got to be careful what I say because there's still a variant out there, but they are traveling more and doing their thing all over. They help with. So, Ogamont, I'm just throwing this out here. I don't know if anyone wants to call. We feel like the Maytag washroom repairman. I don't know if you knew about that, if you're old enough to remember that, but it was a commercial where, you know, the wash machines were made so well that the repairman never got a call.
Oh, that sounds like a good commercial.
That's the reference. We're doing so good at the show, we never get a call. But if you want to call and say, who or hey, 952, oh, Kat's not using the phone, but she's calling, 952-946-6205. Just give us a call and say hi out there. Do you have any leftover news or anything you want to repeat that we were just talking about?
I actually have something else, since we're talking about movies and actors and all of that kind of thing. There is a new series coming out on ABC that I just found out about. It's called Alaska Daily.
Yeah.
It's got Hilary Swank in it, and it's going to be covering missing and murdered Indigenous women in Alaska. So maybe you heard about that already, but that was news to me today, and I am pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, it looks interesting. I thought I saw a glimpse, and I can't remember her name, but she was in using Smoke Signals, and she played Pocahontas, the Disney voice of Pocahontas. Irene, who played I saw a glimpse of her, and she was in it too.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. I'm just cruising through. I'm looking for it on like IMDb and that kind of thing right now. I just happened to catch the headline as I was cruising through stuff today, so I haven't had a lot of time to look through it, but I'm glad to see the topic. So it's reading Grace Dove. Is that who maybe you're thinking
no,
of?
No, but let me just say too, why you brought that up. I hope, you know, and as Native Americans, we always hope if we're being represented well, or sometimes these actors in these plays or movies, we end up with a savior role. Like I was joking earlier about Dancing with the Wolves, which to me is a great movie. Don't get me wrong. It's won all the Academy Awards. It was 3 hours movie, but a lot of my relatives called it Dancing with Kevin Costner. And the reason why is the savior role. He was saving the Native Americans that had been on the continent for tens of thousands. So, hopefully this two-time Academy Award winner will do it in a good way, Hilary.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I was a big fan of her and her role. I think it was called Iron-Jawed Angels. It's back from 2004, and I believe she was the lead character there. And it was about the lives of Alice Paul and Lucy Burns, who were really instrumental in getting women the right to vote in the United States.
Oh, wow.
And she played, I can't remember if she played Alice or Lucy, but she played she went on hunger strike after she was imprisoned for speaking out about women being able to vote, and that was a pretty intense role. So I'm a bit of a Hillary Swank fan after seeing that one. I'm going to have to probably maybe go back and rewatch that one. But you're right. I mean, I was excited about this show and excited about this topic, this Alaska Daily. But, you know, I don't see a lot of Indigenous faces, Indigenous names coming up on this, you know, about the show. And it's pretty easy to step into that, you know, that trope of being the savior or the person who comes and you know, makes
word,
a savior, but
way. Good word.
Trope. Yeah. Trope. Yeah. Well, and they exist all over the place. And like, me and my husband actually talk about this quite a bit. You know, he's a big movie buff. He loves to watch movies. He loves to watch films, television, YouTube, all of that just fascinates him. And we both have run into, just in really unexpected places, you know, instances of inappropriation or of appropriation in movies. Like he likes horror films, so we went to a horror movie a while back, and in the middle of the film, a guy gives the main character ayahuasca, which is a drug used by Native American people in a very sacred way. But a lot of people will go and use ayahuasca or peyote to kind of have, you know, those trips, or to open their mind, or, you know, treat it the same way like LSD, that kind of thing. So this non-native character gives this other non-native character ayahuasca in the middle of the movie. And it's a horror film, and it's supposed to help him release the spirit of the person that's haunting him, because he's supposed to be able to use it to get into another realm. And it was like, what? Like, that's not what that is. Like, and that's sacred to people. Like, you can't just throw that in the middle of a movie. And I mean, it was just so bizarre for us. We kind of left going, did they really do that? And it happens all the time, right, Robert?
Oh my goodness. Yes. I can't think of a example off the top of my head, but I mean, you know, I grew up, I'm 61, and I grew up with a lot of, well, one of the most racist shows I ever watched was F Troop, and I don't know if you've ever seen that TV show, but that was on for a good 5 years in the 60s. And if you know, I probably am speaking to people that never seen it before, but that is one of the most racist shows now. Watching it now, Native Americans are dumb, and they're outside this fort called F. It is, but they were well, first of all, they weren't Native. None of them were Native. that's for sure. And so they were the bumbling kind of con artists, snake oil. It's just hard to watch now with all this knowledge, appropriation, and what it does to our people. And we talk a lot the residential schools, but I think, you know, white people have gone through residential schools through the media, whether it's movies and TV.
They've been indoctrinated into those beliefs for sure. You know, I think probably a good example of like a racist film for like my generation is probably Team America. That one was pretty awful. And I remember it came out in 2004, and I was in high school at the time. And I remember not really wanting to stomach any of it. My friends all thought it was really cool and it was really funny, and I didn't really like it at all. And it wasn't until I was older that I'm like, oh, I didn't like it because it was just blatantly racist. Like, and it's one of those things that people still, you know, they still quote, they still talk about. And when we have those kind of movies that just permeate into our culture, and they're, you know, displaying these really negative stereotypes, they're overtly or blatantly racist. I mean, those things do have an effect on how people operate and how they treat those people when they meet them in real life.
Well, Lou Diamond Phillips has played a lot of Native Americans over his career, and he's Asian. Johnny Depp played Tonto, which was a groundbreaking part that I can't remember his name right now, but Silverheels or what was his name, but he played Tonto in the original Lone Ranger, and the Johnny Depp do it, and it's just like an irritant. It's almost like, you know, you start thinking about it, and you start thinking about the Atlanta Braves, and you start thinking about, you know, the Blackhawks, and people want to say, oh, well, we're honoring you.
Somebody just posted, and I seen it come through social media. It says, welcome to WTF season for Native people. It goes Halloween, Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, and then Thanksgiving. And we have all three of those that happen in the span of 2 months. And those are the three big holidays every year where we're all, as Native people, collectively going, we've talked about this, you know?
Well, you know, Ogama, thanks again. And it was great having Michael Spears on. We're going to have him on again. He was really happy. He listens to the show, too. So that was really cool to hear. If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance from Chief Plenty Coops. The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground, is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, or run for office, or do all of them. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now. Free Leonard Peltier now.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs
and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America
200 Food Bank Strong, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. It's never happened before. A former American president indicted on federal criminal charges. Donald Trump has made a lot of history and has done so again tonight, revealing that federal prosecutors have told his lawyers he's been indicted by a grand jury, confirmed by CBS News. He released a video on his Truth Social website.
I'm an innocent man. We will prove that again. 7 years of proving it, and here we go again. Very unfair.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The former president broke news of the indictment and his forthcoming court appearance on his social media platform, calling it a dark day for the country. Almost immediately after the announcement, the Trump campaign sent out a fundraising email. CBS News confirms the grand jury has charged Trump with 7 counts, accusing him of mishandling sensitive government documents and obstructing Justice Department efforts to retrieve them.
Trump says he's been told to report to the federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday afternoon. Air quality alerts have been issued in more than a dozen states from Vermont to South Carolina because of the smoke pouring into the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic from wildfires in Canada. CBS's Christina Ruffini in Washington says it could be dangerous for some.
About 17,000 children in the district suffer from asthma, which Dr. Shupa Patel says makes them particularly vulnerable.
This small particulate matter and wildfires in particular go really low and deep into the lungs, causing that inflammation, irritation, and airway reactivity that results in an asthma exacerbation.
A study published in the Journal of the American Academy of Neurology says trouble falling asleep could be linked to health problems. Here's CBS's Michael George with that.
Those with at least 1 to 4 insomnia symptoms had a 16% increased risk of stroke compared to those with no sleep issues. Researchers noted that the symptoms do not cause strokes, only that there is an association.
Is social media bad for kids? It's a question the Senate Health Committee wants an answer to. Among those testifying today, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy.
The data show that youth who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media face double the risk of experiencing symptoms of depression and anxiety. This is deeply worrisome because on average, teenagers are spending 3.5 hours a day on social media.
Americans are getting tired of tipping, says CBS's Jim Krasula.
2/3 of Americans now have a dim view of tipping. That's according to a survey from Bankrate, which found hairstylists and barbers suffering the biggest decline in tipping. Tips to restaurant and food delivery workers are down nearly 10%.
At the Women's College Softball World Series, Oklahoma has won its 3rd title and 7th overall. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. You need parts? Get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams. Did you know that African Americans experience chronic kidney disease at a rate that's 25% higher than white Americans? And we're almost 4 times more likely to develop kidney failure. Diabetes and high blood pressure are leading causes of kidney disease, which can result in kidney failure. You have the power to check out how well your kidneys are doing. Visit linkedbylovetv.org to learn more. Get the facts, get checked, and get healthy.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay.
In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet from 9 to 11 at the Adams County Courthouse in County Boardroom, A230. They will discuss resolution for the splash pad and a resolution to establish a fund to assist Adams County residents with out-of-pocket prescription drug costs, among other items. Do you know Alice? If you don't, the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties would like to introduce you.